I would like to read with Olam the Parakhaf from the Sisa Sharm. The Emma doesn't have this Sisa Sharm here. It's based on a Medrash. A lot of the Sisa Sharm is based on a Medrash in this week's Parsha. So I think it's very Kedai to go through the Sisa Sharm, to go through this Parakhaf from the Sisa Sharm. We'll see in the middle how he touches up a Medrash. I'd like to go inside to read the whole thing, word for word inside. And then we'll get to a Medrash on this week's Parsha, how the Sisa Sharm uptouches a Medrash. And just the Sharm says as follows: Mashet Sarach Levar, it's Perachos Mishkal Chasidus. Mashet Sarach Levar Ata. But I have to explain now who Mishkal Chasidus Hazeh. Is this Mishkal Chasidus? The scale of Chasidus. Vuhu Inyan Ikari Ma'id Ma'id. It's an important, it's an Inyan Ikar, it's an, of central importance. Ma'id Ma'id, very, very much. V'teida Be'emes. And you should know in truth, Shazuya Malacha Kosha Chasidus. This is the hardest malach, this is the hardest job in Chasidus. Ki dakusa rav. It's very fine. It's hair splitting. V'yesh l'yetz v'davar hazeh k'nisa g'dayla. In this thing, the Yetzahara has a big k'nisa, has a big passageway. Al-kein nimsei sakonosei atzuma. The danger is very awesome, is very great. Ki harbei dvarim tovim. Many good things. Yuchal ha'yesin l'rachei kilu ha'imroim. Many good things the Yetzirah dresses up as if it's bad. Many mitzvahs the Yetzirah dresses up as if they're averus. They appear to the person as it's bad, as you're not being right, and it's in actuality a mitzvah. The harbei dvarim. He says many mitzvahs. Harbei dvarim tovim tim. Yuchal ha'yesin l'rachei kilu ha'imroim. The Yetzirah is able to be merachik, able to keep us away from them by dressing them up as bad. V'harbi chatoim, many averus, l'kariv, the Yetzirah can get us close to them, kulei mitzvahs gedolos, as if they're be'emes big mitzvahs. Just in this statement, we're going to read the whole Mitzvah Sharm. Mitzvah Sharm says that there are many mitzvahs the Yetzirah dresses up as averus, and many averus the Yetzirah dresses up as mitzvahs. The latter, the second part, that many averus the Yetzirah dresses up as mitzvahs, is relatively easy, and we all know that. It's relatively easy. Amol, there'll be a big kiruv thing that perhaps is not beruach al pi ruach atayr. People feel that God, we made Shekidah Shemayim. It's an aver. It's an aver. The Yetzirah dressed up with tzidkus. He put a beard and payas on the aver. Of its heart, an aver. Many examples of things which the Yetzirah makes look. Amol Lebach should be learning the tracks of some chesed. The Yetzirah makes a chesed look very shrum. It's an aver. It's a bit tired. But he dresses it up as a mitzvah. That's the Yetzirah's kayak. His harbi dvarim, he takes a dvarim rayim. He takes a averus and he dresses them up as mitzvahs. Chatoyim, the karakul and mitzvahs gedolos. The Yetzirah designs these chatoyim and makes them look very attractive, like the great mitzvahs. We'll see in the parak, he's going to give more examples of this. Of averus that look like mitzvahs and mitzvahs that look like averus. Ubemes, shlo yuchal ish latzliach, the mishkal hazeh. A person cannot be successful in this mishkal, in this measurement, in this scale of the shloish dvarim. So this mishkal achasidus is the pshat. The scale that the person's using to figure out, is it really good or really bad? Because the Yetzirah designs so many things in the world. He designs chatoim, he designs averus that look like mitzvahs, and he designs mitzvahs that look like averus, so a person needs some sort of measuring system to figure out what's really right and what's really wrong. That, in Mitzvah Sharm refers to as a mishkal chasidus, and he says it's very difficult. It's inyan ikari ma'id ma'id, and it's kashish of chasidus, it's very difficult. And he's going to describe now beautiful, gorgeous examples. He's going to answer different kashas around Shas. It's one of those beautiful pieces. The Homes of the Shermans, but it's a beautiful piece. We're going to read through the whole thing together. I want to be makdim that this Indian is on Chasidus. The Emes it, but I have a kasha because Chasidus is lefnim mishur sadin. The first three chapters in Sefer Sharm, Zehiras, Rizus, and Nikios, are all to be a tzaddik, which means din, to keep all your requirements. From onwards, after those first three, it's chassid, it's to be lefnim mishur hadin, it's above the letter of the law. So I don't understand, is this, why is this called chassidus? He calls this mishkal chassidus, lefnim mishur hadin. And it says somebody who doesn't do this is his sakanasa is atzuma. This is din. This is not the mishkal hadin. Why is this under chasidus? Why is this mishkal chasidus? Why is not the mishkal of a tzaddik? Somebody just trying to be din. I don't know the answer, but I do know what I do feel over here in Mesis Sharim is mishkal chasidus has levels. It's not all or nothing in mishkal chasidus. A person could be. It's not yes or no. There's certain tests you take. Do you pass or you fail? Here there are grades from 1 to 100. They're levels. Probably for a person to be a tzaddik only needs a certain level. Mishkal HaChassidus is to have it perfect. Dak min adak is why am I doing that mitzvah? Mishkal HaChassidus is to have down exactly your motive. That's Mishkal HaChassidus. Yeah. What I would like to say is what Yisrael used to say. So why are we learning it? It's the middle of Chassidus, and you'll see we're going to go through this. It's very relevant to our lives. Mishunadik relevant to our lives. But I is talking about levels of Lefnim Yishur Sadin. What we finished, the Hiras, Rizus, and Akias. We're ready to go on to be a chassid. So that of Yisrael used to say, he used to give the following mashal of Yisrael. Yisrael said that you have a fellow at a chasna, where he goes to the chasna. So he starts, he has the dish that makes you want to eat more. He has the different dishes that draw on achila, the entree, then he comes with the soup, then he comes the main dish, then afterwards he has dessert, he has a whole order to his meal. And Ani comes in the middle of the meal and sits down, and the waiter gives him also a main dish. Ani's here, you have to feed the Ani, gives him the that's what up to the main dish, he gives him a main dish. So Ani says, what's going on here? I want an entree. Give me the suda. I want an entree. I want to go in order. The rich guy sitting next was invited to the suda, had an entree first, then he had a soup. Why don't you give me the main dish? So the waiter says to him that he is invited to the meal. So he goes in order. You're here, just whatever you can get, just take. You're here, you crash the party. Whatever you get, just take. You can't be makbid on the Seder. Rabbi Yisrael said in earlier days, when they were great, their levavis were kepesach shel ulam. They were closer to Har Sinai. So the pshat is they have to work in order than just a shem. They didn't go vayta, Yisrael said. They didn't go vayta in the darges of the Pinchas ben Yoyah's Raisa. They didn't go vayta till they got zahirus, they didn't go on to zrizus. Till they got zrizus, they didn't go on to nikis. They didn't move. Today he says that we're like the only creation in the party. Today it's harder for us. Pasha Bigness Yainus of Israel said we have to grab wherever we can. If something talks to us, if something has shaykhs to us, if we feel we can grab on to anything in Ruchnias. Just grab on. It's a matzah of aniyim, just grab whatever you can get to eat. You don't have to go in order. That's what Israel said. Kitzus of Aikim says to Sharm. You pass down something he doesn't have. It's kedai to see you inside. So you pass down those two. So he says it's impossible to matzliach in this mishkal, in this system of measuring, this scale. Ela b'shloisha dvarim. A person needs three things to be matzliach in this system. Sheyei liba yasha shebulvavis. He has to be straight. Shaloi tia piniyasai. He can have no leaning. Ela lasis hanachas ruach lefanav yisparach. His only desire is to be anachas ruach for Hashem v'loi zula zeklal. His heart, he has to have the right motives. He can't have pniyas. He has to have the right motives. He can't have other motivations. His sole motivation has to be to do Ratzon Hashem. The second thing needed, v'sheyiyeh ma'ayin kol ma'aseiyon al ma'aseiyon gadol, al ma'aseiyon gadol. He has to be ma'ayin into his actions, a great iyon, v'yishtadol l'sachem al pi ha'tachlos hazeh. So he needs to work, he has to think very much, think very deeply into his actions. So he needs to have good motives, think deeply into his actions, v'achah kol zeis, after those two things, yiyeh ma'ashluch yovei l'Hashem, he has to have a tachem. Throw your packages to Hashem, he has to have a Lucky is the person whose strength is in Hashem. Hashem won't hold back good from those who go wholesomely, those that go that have betachin. Hashem will help them out. If somebody's missing one of these conditions, he won't come to perfection. He's always close to falling. If his intentions is not the best and pure, or if he's lazy from being ma'ayin into his actions, he doesn't put his betachen Hashem. Kosh lo yishlo yipol. It's difficult not to fall. So the three conditions needed are an iyun in good intentions, an iyun into his actions, and betachen. If these three things he guards properly, he'll go with betachen, truthfully, nothing will occur to him. No bad thing will happen to him. We'll see, Rabbi said this will develop. We'll see what Mrs. Sharon is referring to. Who are Dov Sham Rachana, Vin of Yosef, Chana said Navua, Ragli Chasid of Yishmar, the feet of Chasid Mashem guards. The David Kamaikin Amar, Vala Yazav as Chasid of Loyal Mishmaru. Vihine, Mashik Sarach Lovin, what a person has to understand is as follows. Ki Ein Lodin Divriya Chasidus Amarena Rishon. You can't judge Chasidus by its first appearance. Elak Sarach La'ayin, the person has to be Ma'ayin, Vilus Boine Narhechen Togus Hamais Magias. He can't look at the action. He has to look at what results from the action. He has to be ma'ayin and think, Arhechen told us amais magiyos. What is this action going to lead to? Ki lepa'amim amaisa ba'atzma yeir atayim. Sometimes the action looks good. V'lefisha toilada yisroiz. Since the result is bad, yischayiv lanicha. You're not allowed to do that action. V'lu yasayis, and if you do it, yechayte v'lay chasid. What you think you're being a chasid, you're really a sinner. He brings a maisa. I'll give a mashal. Before he gives his mice, I'll give a mashal. A guy feels he wants to be a big machmas arich. So he invites a lot of guests to his house on Shabbos. He feels he wants to be a big machmas arich. He very well could be a chayte, a sinner. He very well could be a chayte. Is azach chosid? Look, hachmas azarchem. Azach tzaddik. He's a machmas arich. Azach mitzvah. It's possible the guy's a chayte l'mahadrin. How could the guy be a chayte? It looks like he's a zach chosid. Here's a yetzahar I'm going to show him at burden days. Why? He invited guests. What could be wrong? It's a chosid. It's Avraham Avinu. Hachnos asarchim. What could be wrong is his wife had a difficult week. And his wife needs a break. His wife's stam, maybe not up to it. Whatever reason, it's a tear on his wife. Or stam, he doesn't help. The people who feel big machnis yarchim. His wife does all the work. Avram Avinu was a machnis yarchim. Avram made the food. Mivur, look it up. Avram made, look at the psukim. So this guy's a big, he says, I'm a big machnis yarchim. Did he ever make the chicken? Does he clean the dishes, my chisha abbas? He's from on his wife's chesh. He's not a chassid, he's a chayte. He's going to go up to Shemayim wanting schar for Zachnasas Archim. Say, Boy Hashem. He says, you weren't a chassid, you were a chayte. You're a sinner. That's Mishkal HaChassidus. That the Yetzirah could take a davar ra and dress it up as a mitzvah. But the person who's not thinking, who's not tracting it, who's meisim, he's not thinking. So it looks as if from a meisim, but it's an aver. The Yetzirah could make it.
Where do you draw the line?
Mishkal HaChassidus, the person has to trap. The Yisayid Advarim of Mishkal HaChassidus is Tifa Rai in the person. The person does know the truth. The person knows the truth. He has to think. It can't be Raiva Ian. It can't be just the first thought that pops into his mind. It can't be the first look. He has to think the result of the Maisa. Another mush. Somebody asks you for a certain food you're eating and you don't have enough of it. And you're going to feel angry that you gave it to him. But you feel pressure, so you give it to him. See, you look like a chassid. I felt pressure. I don't mean to give it to him. It's a maisaver. So you should know you're goyim chatoim because he has a terrible chet. Stam in the door, and people should know you can't ask somebody for suda shen mespekas lavala. The Rambam says it's one of the 24 people he must speak in the other last tshuva. It's very chomer. But the person himself thinks he's being a big tzaddik, but the truth is a chet. It's also a chet because he's nichshal all the person in gezel. So it's better to say no. But the Yetzirah addresses certain Maisa Averis, addresses them as Sitkos. Let's read on. He's going to give examples. Hine Maisa Gedalia ben Achikam. The story of Gedalia ben Achikam, Golu Leinenu, is revealed in front of our eyes. Shabnei Reiv Chasidusai. Because he was such a chassid, Shalai Lodin as Yishmol Lekav Chayva. He didn't want to judge Yishmol Lekav Chayv unfavorably. Yishmol, he was told, was going to come to kill him. And he said, "Nah, lashon hara, shloi lekabel lashon hara. He didn't want to be dam lekab schus. He's not going to do anything. Or lashon hara. Omer liyochanan bekarach. He said to Yochanan bekarach, who said Yishmael is going to kill you. He said, "Sheker at the doyvel Yishmael, you're lying. I refuse to believe it. Lashon hara." He came from her. Umah garam, what it called garam shemesi. Gedali was killed. V'nifsu Yisrael and Klai Yisrael was kicked into Golus. That was it. That was the last stronghold. Gedalia's leadership ended. His rulership ended. Klai Yisrael was kicked into Golus. V'kocha gachalalta manashara. And their coal, which was remaining, was extinguished. V'kvayiches akosu arigas anosh mashaneregu. The pasuk miyaches, men who were killed, they loved to Gedalia. Kilu haragam hu. As if he killed them. It was like a frumkite. He said, lashon hara. He came at azaf frumkite. Gedalia stroked his beard. And he said, lashon hara. Down the kapschus, stop it. Yishmael's good. It was the from, and what the Torah attributes deaths of Yidden to him. K'ma'amarim z'chorin l'vracha, like it says in Nida al Pasuk, es kol pigari anashim, pigarim are corpses, l'fgarim meisim, say the kind of shama. To all the corpses of the men, asher hika biya gedalyo, that were killed at the hand of Gedalyo. Gedalyo didn't kill them, but because of from a cheshvin, he caused Yidden to die, we treat as if he killed them. V'abayis asheni gam hu charba de chassidus kazeh. The second base image was also caused through from a cheshbinus. Ashaloi nishkal b'mishkal tzedek, which weren't weighed properly. B'maisa de Bar Kamsa Amru, it says in the story of Bar Kamsa, Sabar Rabbanu l'kruve. The Rabbanan thought to bring the carbon. Bar Kamsa arranged that the Caesar sent the carbon to be brought. And Bar Kamsa put a mum in it. He put a mum in the eyes, which where we hold it's a mum. So the Rabbanan thought to bring it anyway because of Shalom Malchus. Amru lehem Reb Zechariah ben Ankelos. Reb Zechariah ben Ankelos said to them, "Yoimru bali mum nim kreid magam mizbeach." It's like a frumkeit. People are going to say they're bringing bali mum on the mizbeach. It's not good. Savar lemikolos. They thought, "Let's kill the shliach so he doesn't go back to tell the seas we didn't bring his carbon." Arm lem Reb Zechariah ben Ankelos. Yoimru matil mum bekachim yeharig. People are going to say that somebody who puts a mum in kachim gets killed. They're not going to know we killed him because all of the klais is going to be at risk. They're going to think we killed him for a different reason. This Russia went and was Malshin on Klal Yisrael. Ba'akezer, the Caesar came to Hichu Yishalayim, destroyed Yishalayim. From a cheshbinus, Averus dressed as mitzvahs. That's what destroyed the second Beis Hamikdash. Hare lecha. We see from here. She'ein ladin b'chassidus ha'maiseh b'asher hu sham levad. Don't just go at the appearance of the action. You have to look this way and that way, to all the sides, that the seich of the person could see, until the person sees truthfully, what's the proper way to do or not to do. He gives another mashal that Rambam knows is very dear to my heart. This is something we speak about often. The next mashal is Kodshei Kodshim. Hine, HaTorah Tzivsa, the Torah commands, HaYicheach Techiach Samisecha, give Musar. V'kam upon him, Yikanis Adam L'chiach HaTayim. Many times a person comes to give Musar. B'makayim Ebizman She'ein Dvar V'Nishmayim. At a time and a place that his words won't be heard. V'goyim Lem L'sparitz Yaiser B'Risha M'lchalas Hashem. He causes the people to more rishas. He causes more rishas. He says the Musar at a time and a place it won't be listened to. And he causes a greater pirtza. He causes more averus and more chilul shamayim. Ulahayzav achatos some pesha and to increase on their chatoy and pesha. Till now they might have been a shogi. Now they're mazed. He named the kiyotz v'zeinoy min achasidus alishtoy. Chasidus says, be quiet. Don't do the mitzvah chiyach techiyach. V'kach amu zechrayim levracha. Kishem she mitzvah loymar davar nishma. The same way it's a mitzvah to say something which is heard. Kach mitzvah sheloylam hashem nishma. It's a mitzvah to say something which is not going to be listened to. He comes, he sees the wrongdoing, he thinks, Afruma, Teichacha, Teich, Teichach, Teichapasuk. So he's screaming and yelling. In the meantime, maybe he's in a bad mood. He's saying the Musa to Sharif. Who said now is the time? Hachef Tachef. He's doing it the proper way. Who said now is the time? Who said you should do it with Rabin? Who said you should do it the way you're doing it? It's a trap. Think first. If I care the way he does it, go to Mormach like this. That's not Chassidus. He's a shaitan, not a chassid. Zotam Zir Zisharim, that's not a Chassidus, he's a Chayte. Because he's not weighing Mishkal HaChassidus. He's not bent, it's trapped, he's just going, that looks like from a position. So come with a big machal, let's go, Echeach Techeach, Sami Sefer. Or maybe the person's not ready to listen right now. Maybe there's a different way, it's a trap. Maybe there's a different way of saying it. Maybe there's a better way, a Zisa way of saying it. That's a Echeach Techeach, done properly, the right oifen. But the chassid who doesn't understand this, the chassid is not trachting, who doesn't understand Mishkal Chassidus, what damage he causes. He's coming to help, he causes more damage, he hurts people. I'm all even a schmoozy, get up, you can be fiery, what a good schmooze. I'm all, it hurts people. And everybody in the crowd walks out damaged, is that? That's not Mishkal HaChassidus. Mishkal HaChassidus is to track what to say dvarim that could be heard, that could be understood. Kishem she mitzvah loy medavar nishma is a mitzvah she loy la meshem nishma. Rei, see. Pashiru she roi l'chol adam liyos maktim v'rotz dvar mitzvah. It's Pashut. This is the Medrash Shmar Parsha. It's Pashut. That it's right for every person to be maktim v'rotz l'dvar mitzvah. To rush, to get up early and run to a dvar mitzvah, and to be those that are oisik in it. It's a mitzvah Rabbi said to kiss the Sefer Torah. It's a good zach. It's a chashuv din. Do you knock over somebody to kiss the Sefer Torah? You see a guy running to kiss the Sefer Torah, he knocks over four people on his way to kiss the Sefer Torah. That's a mitzvah, that's an aveira dressed up as a mitzvah. Azat Ruma, he wants to kiss the Sefer Torah. Like a big zach. So he knocks, it's better not to touch one yid than never to kiss the Sefer Torah. Don't knock over again in the way to kiss the Sefer Torah. That's Mishkal HaChassidus. He says it's an Indian to run to mitzvahs. Ah, hinei. L'pamim yuchal livalid mezem riva. That was even 12 mashal running to kiss the Sefer Torah, knocked over four yidin. Rabbi Yisrael used to say that. They ran on the way to kiss the Sefer Torah, knocks over four yidin. That was a memory of Rabbi Yisrael, Agav. Anyway, ah, hinei. L'pamim yuchal livalid mezem riva. Sometimes I'm running to grab a mitzvah, fight ensues. Bakayayitz mezem, things like this. Vadei shechayim achos laniach sa mitzvah. Because it's chayim not to do the mitzvah. V'loy lir devachre, don't run after it. In our parish, in the Medrash, this week's parish, it says concerning the Levim, Zelishinim. This is the Lashon of the Medrash. Nesha Yoidim, the Levim knew, Shekol Mishatayim Ba'aron, Scharim Ruba. Whoever carries the Aron is the biggest Schar. It's the most important to carry the Aron. Vayamanichin es Hashochan, they would leave the Shochan, Vamanoira, Vamizbechais. Vikulan Ratan Laron, Lito Sachar. They all ran to the Aron, it's the most Schar. So let's carry the Aron. Umitaychacha Yezem Meiriv Aimer, they caused the fight. The person would fight and say, I need Toyin Khan, I'm carrying here, this is my spot. The Zen Meir, I'm going to fight and say, I need Toyin Khan, this is my spot. Umitaychacha Yenoigin Kalas Rosh, they were noig not properly, there was a fight next to the Aron Kodesh. Vaysa Shechina Pegaspan, the Shechina was Pegay on them. Hine Chayiv Adam Lishmer Kol HaMitzvah. Yeah, we'll get to Hina in a second. So even after the Redivat Zachar Mitzvah, we've done with the Cheshbon. People fight. We see a fight break out of who davens to the Amud. This one has Yartzeit. This one has Yartzeit. A fight ensues. What are they davening to the Amud for? For Kavod HaMeis. Is that a Kavod HaMeis, a fight? It's not a great Zach, not to be Mazazel. Davening to the Amud. It's very chash v'dein, it's an ilim in the Neshama. The biggest ilim in the Neshama is that there should be Shalom. And the person is Chassidus. I'm going to fight to the death. Chassidus, that's right. It's not Mishkal HaChassidus. Maybe it's a bigger covet for the mace. Maybe it's a covet that there should be Shalom. People fight over a name of a child. They fight this side. It's an ilim for our name. We're not for a second going to let up. L'shem Shemayim, not for me, L'shem Shemayim. And the other says, no, we have our thief, we have our name. They fight Muhammad, Mishpachas break up. Maybe it's better Eluf than Neshama. Maybe the best Eluf than Neshama. Is it possible the biggest Eluf than Neshama of the mace that you name after the other side, could that be? L'shem, have in mind that Neshama, say L'man that Neshama. Is it possible to be a bigger Eluf than Neshama? Many times it's a chashv, sandik is a very chashv inyan. Very, very chashv inyan sandik. The sandik of a child that says puts his in his kaychas for life. It's a Shtey. The tzaddik is puts the koich in the child for life. Shtey. So people to very chashvini to get another girl to be tzaddik. Very chashvini. Rabbi Yashin will be tzaddik anybody's bris in Eretz Yisrael. We're going to be cracked here. The people call up. Rabbi Yashin will be the tzaddik. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, the son, also. You call him up, he'll come. Anybody in the world. Anybody in Eretz Yisrael. Will be tzaddik at the bris. So very chashvini to have another girl. So here you have a young fellow who has a father coming in from America to be at his bris. He calls up Rabbi Yashiv, and his father, could it be that the best thing for the child would be to keep it up to give his father the son of the Christ? Meister Hayosh Kachoyer, Rabbi Chatzkel told the guy, the biggest koich you can put in the child is the koich to keep it up in. That's what Meister Shoyer. But the guy chassid, I can have Rabbi Yashiv be a tzaddik. Is it possible you have a little magius just because it looks cool to Rabbi Yashiv at your bris? Could it be? Is it possible? That's Mishkal Chassidus. But with the first look, it looked Rabbi Yashiv or my father, come on. But the first look, without it, he's not tracking. When he tracks into it, he sees he's full of negius. He's full, he wants it, it looks very cool to Rabbi Yashiv. It's a great zach. And if your father was standing by one child, the second child, have Rabbi Yashiv. It's a shayla. Pasha brought la'alacha that the person can't be standing twice. It's in the same family. Yeah, Gam Rabbi Yashiv himself make will be standing for every child. It's a shayla. What's a shayla? Okay, but then already the person can hear his father will feel badly. The person has to track. That's Mishkal Chassidus. To track a little. We're not on the darga to be, like I said, I don't believe it's or, yes or no. Are we on the darga to be perfect in this? This is Chassidus. It's highest. But can we be shaykh a little to track? Think about our negius. Think about Yashu. It's not just the first look. Maybe I have an negius. Maybe I have an negius. Maybe better not. I want to go on. He has Vaikam, the beautiful one. There's so many Yisaitis in Mrs. Sharm. We'll see more Yisaitis, Mrs. Sharm. Different cases, beautiful Yisaitis. Rafi asked, how does the person know? So here's where the third thing Mrs. Sharm said comes in. First of all, you need Iyun. The first of all is the belief that Hashem gave a person the Koyach. Hashem gave it. If you don't have Betachan in Hashem, it's only two things. Not first and second. It's Betachan in Hashem. You have to have Betachan. That Hashem created us. He gave me an Neshama means He gave me the Koyach of Bechira. This is much deeper believing in the Koyach of Bechira. It's not to believe I could choose Pepsi or Sprite. Believe the Koyach of Bechira that a person can be Berachim and Tovel Arav. Ubachar to Bechayim says the person has the Koyach to choose the right thing. It requires Betachan. That was the third thing he says required. It requires that I put in all my effort and then I have Betachan Hashem. I gave him my all, then I have Betachan Hashem. Hine, chayiv adam lishmar kol mitzvah. A person's chayiv to keep all mitzvahs b'chol diktukeyim, with all their specific laws, lifnei nishiyah, in front of anybody, it doesn't matter who. You have to keep the Torah, it doesn't matter who you're in front of. V'lo yira, you can't be afraid, v'lo yevish, you can't be embarrassed. V'chein akasav, I mean the Pasuk says, v'adabra b'edesecha neged malachim. I will speak in your statutes, in your Torah, neged malachim, in front of kings. V'lo yevish, I won't be embarrassed. V'chein shanina, we learned in Abbas, havi oz kenomer, v'kal kenesher, rotz ketzvi v'gibar ka'ri, lasu tzai nevichah shem shemayim. So you have to do, at all costs, to keep the Torah, onlam, however. Gam b'zeh tzarech chiluk v'avchana, even in this, the person has to think. Ki kol zeh nemer al gufei ha-mitzvah, shechayov manach v'yam choy v'gmura. This is said, don't care what anybody says, it only says that someone which is an absolute chiyuv. It's a choy v'gmura. Shebehem yosim ponev k'chalamish. In these things, make your face like a stone. Halamish is a stone. Halamish l'mayin l'mayim. Shem turned a stone into a ma'ayin of water. Into water. Halamish is a stone. On these things, a person has to put his face like a stone. That's on things you're mechoyev. Ah, however, yesh eze toises chasidus. There's sometimes you have an extra frumkeit. Shem yasa oisem adam. A person does it l'fnei ha'moinam, in front of regular people. Yisachu alav. They'll laugh at you. With slights, they'll make leitzanus. V'nimsu chaitim. And they're going to make them sinners. V'nenashim al yod. You'll cause them to get oinish. V'hu ha'yayochel aniach. Melasa dvar meim. You didn't have to do that. It's a frum guy. You didn't have to be so frum in front of them. Ki einam chayva muchletas. It's not an absolute chiyuv. That's a heter. Hine dover kzev vaday sheyoyser hagulu lechasi shenicheyu mshiyaseyu. It's better not to do it than to do it. It's better not. Zaynish kin frum here. It's not the place for your chasidus. He says, if it's a chiyuv, says no question. I don't care who's here, there's no question. If it's a frumkeit, a very big frumkeit, it's not necessary, it's not essential, halacha. And you know people around you are going to be uncomfortable from it. You know people around you are going to be misleitzes, are going to have late sonnets because of it. So why make them sinners? Tracht. Think, don't do it in front of them. Go with sneers in front of Hashem. The kama chassidim gedolim. How many great chassidim hanichu mimin hagi chassidusam? They left from doing the anhagos of chassidus. Beyoisim bein hamoin am when they're amongst the regular people. Mishum demechti kiyura because they look like gaiva. Look like gaiva. Not to be in the people's faces. Not to cause people to mislight say it's not to cause people to averus. Klali shadavah, the rule is, kol mashu ikari ba mitzvah is an amazing rule, Mitzvah Sharam. If it's an ikar, the mitzvah is an ikar, yasei lekom alim. Do it in front of anybody laughing. Don't stop. So the person's going to laugh, tough luck. There's an idol talking, lashon hara, you walk away. They're going to laugh too bad. There's an idol talking, like sonnets leave. Go quiet, listen down. That's ikarim. Any laugher. Do it in front of any laugher. Umasha'ena ikari, but that which is not an ikar, it's a frumkeit, not an ikar. Vugayim schaik vihito, the cause is laughing and joking. Lo yasei, you don't do it. Nim says lamad, it turns out we learned. Shabol is chasid, chasidus amiti. Somebody wants to keep emistik a chasidus. Sarach sheyishka kol maisav, he has to weigh, measure all his actions. Lufiyat toilodos hanimshachos mehem, according to the results that come out of his actions. Lufiyat tanoyim hamislavim lehem, and according to the conditions that come along with them. Lufiyat eif, according to the time. Lufiyat chevra, according to who's around. Lufiyat noisi, according to the inyan. Lufiyat makom, according to the place. Then aprisha toilod yosek kiddushem shemayim, if refraining will cause more kiddushem shemayim, v'nachas ruach lefanav, and v'nachas ruach Hashem in amais in the action, yifresh layasa. Be perish and don't do it. Oh, you mice echab narisa yutayv. If an action looks good at first glance, uvasaldaisa, but its results, oh, you betknayav, or its conditions, huraz bad, umaisa achir rab marisay. Another action looks bad, vitayv saldaisa, but it's good in its results, hakol hoylach achrachitum. It goes after the end, vatayladu, what comes out, shehi priya maisim emes, which is the real priya maisim. These things are only given to a knowing heart and a correct seichel. I can't go into all the specifics because ein lem keitz is no end. A person has to track. You can't say a rule every case. A person has to track. Hashem yitin chachma mipiv das esuna, and Hashem gives knowledge. Hashem helps out. Without betachin, like you often said, it's impossible to believe in this. It's impossible to do it. Without betachin, Hashem helps. Then he says, unbelievable pshat. There's one thing after the other. This is just a shard that's earth shattering. He says a pshat in a gemara, an eisen pshat. The gemara says machlokes beisham beisilol. If you're supposed to, it says v'shachbicha of kumecha. The Shammai says kriyash mashashachra, since it says uv'shachbicha, uv'kumecha, when you're getting up. So the kriyash in the morning should be standing up. And at night it says v'shachbicha, you should be sitting down. And Beisilol says it doesn't mean standing and sitting. Uv'shachbicha means when people are generally sleeping. Uv'kumecha means when people are getting up. That's the taich of the words. Derek Agav, I'll tell them a kasha. They'll know I can't pass it to me. I happen to love this kasha. Just an aside. Put everything on hold. Like I'm in the middle of an earth. Only somebody as foolish as me, in the middle of a Mesias Sharm like this, can say Shikasha. Yeah. Yeah, in the middle of Mishkal Hasis, they're given to a Titan. Stomach should say it at the end. Yeah. We'll say it at the end. Reminds me of Tarfin Yechiyah. We'll see. So the kid says, Machloik is Beishamay and Beisilol. Beisilol says, Chach Rabbi Sait, we have no Shaykh Mishkal Chassidus, but if you're in the middle of giving a shmuz, you're certainly the giver of the shmuz, no Shaykh. If you're in the middle of the Mishkal Chassidus not to do it, you're allowed to Chach the bush, or Chach that, and either Rosh would cause you to. Yeah. But my story of Tarfin, so the most is the story of Tarfin, Yechiyah. That the Machloik is Beisham and Beisilol. If you're supposed to sit down, Beishamay says that the Kriya Shema Balayla, since there's a Vashachtachov Kumecha, Balayla to be sitting down, but you're to be standing. And Beis Hillel says, not true. You could stand or sit for the Laila or the Yom. So the Gemara says, a Maisa, the Tarfin Yechiach. Shehichmir lahatais kveshamai. He was machmir to lie down like kveshamai. V'amulai, and they said to him, Kedaya yisa locha batzmcha. It was right, you did bad to yourself. He says, I almost got killed. So because I was machmir like kveshamai, I almost got killed, the Tarfin says. So they said to him, it's Kedai that you caused damage to yourself. Shavarat al dibre Beis Hillel. What's wrong? He's not a fruma, he was machmir. Beis Hillel doesn't say you can't be sitting. He's not a fruma. What was wrong that he sat? According to Beis Hillel, there's no hakbada. According to Beis Shammai, he's supposed to sit. So it's not given a fruma. What's wrong with being a fruma? And Reb Tarfin said, I almost got killed, sakinasan, and they said it was right that you didn't cause damage to yourself, because you were machmir at Beis Shammai. So Matthias Hashem says, Eisen of Shah, what was wrong? Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel holds you can sit or stand. Beis Shammai holds you have to sit. See, he sat down, he lied down like Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel didn't hold he was wrong, yet it says you're right that you caused sakana to yourself. Because you shouldn't be machmir like Beis Shammai. What's wrong? The Indian of the machlokes Beis Shammai Yisrael was very hard on Klai Yisrael. It was very crucial. It was a very serious machlokes. There was a great debate, and it was bad for Klai Yisrael. There was a massive debate in Klai Yisrael, many different halachas. The Saif, and finally at the end, Nigmar, it was Paskin, Shalachim Beis Hillel Oilam. It was Pask, Allah's like Beis Hillel. Hine Kiyum Shal Torah, the whole Kiyum of Torah, Shedgmar Din Zeh Yishar B'chol Taikif, that this Psaq should stand in all its strength, La'adu Lomi Alam, forever and ever. V'layechlash B'shum Panim, it can't be weakened. There's a Psaq, there's Torah, and this is the Halacha. Shalaitas the Torah, Chas B'shum, Shtei Torahs. It shouldn't be like there's two Torahs here, Rahman Lutzlan. Like there's different Shitas, it should be one Torah. V'alkein L'das HaMishnah Zeis. According to this Mishnah, Yosef Chassidus who Hachzik Beis Hillel. It's a bigger Chassidus to be made to like Beis Hillel. Afil L'kula Milahachmik Beis Shammai. What looks like a Chassidus at first glance, but you're causing Shtei Torahs for Yisrael. V'zeh Lanu Leinayim Lirais. This is eyes to us to see. Ezeu Derech Yishkan Or Be'emes. Which Derech dwells light in truth. There's very little on such as is a sharm, it's tamat, it's hard to add, it's not needed to add anything, such as is a sharm. Our avoda, to say we could be perfect, this is inyan chasidus, past sidkus is chasidus. But certainly that we could have a little shaykh to track a little, to be people who track, who make sure that we're not witnessing, that we're not being pushed into something, that Bemis and Avera dressed up nicely. If Yitzhara wasn't Meshaper and Avera, didn't pretty up in Avera. Bemis and Avera, track the bissel. Track a little bit, the person sitting and learning, and he has a great Indian to run here, run there for. Maybe it's not right. Maybe it's better I just sit and learn. Track a little bit to try it. Vada we need betochen that if we track and we think about it, and we all have in us the desire to do Ratzon Hashem, and we try our hardest, so we have betochen Hashem. Hashem will help us. But our avoid to track into some, not just the first glance, in all in yanim. When a person is married, Beis Hashem, a person has to track. A bachur also has to track. He does. A mola bachur will run to do ches at the expense of his own family. Who said my chaz, their blood's redder than his family's blood? Maybe his family should come first. Track the missile. To track. It's not always so pashut. Is running to do a zaches. Maybe he should be home. Mola an off Shabbos. A bachur will run to some. Maybe it's a bigger mitzvah to go kibbut adayim and be home. For other mitzvahs, sounds geshwet, sounds all fancied up. In stomach, that's a point. The Yishalmi calls kibbut adayim chamurais. Maybe it's bigger, you should just be home. It doesn't look fancy. I just go home. Here I can go azat a kibbut. Erev Shabbaton, it's off Shabbos. Your parents haven't seen you in a pack amount of weeks. Go home. That's Mishkal HaChassid, the track. Try to be Yashin, a person does know the truth. A person tracks through it carefully, a person does know the truth. We may not tell you, a person didn't know the truth. Maybe it's better not to get up right now. Maybe it's better. Good, it's a night. It's a mitzvah. I'll stay. But Talmud Torah can get cooler. Maybe it's better to keep sitting. Giving muster. Amol, you'll come. You want to give a guy zashmuz. Maybe it rubbed you wrong. You're a little embarrassed. Amol's not the time to give muster. Amol's not the time. You're all fired up. Okay, see, fired up. Hachech, tachiech doesn't mean in any way in the world. It means in the right way. Giving techacha doesn't just mean let loose. Means to done in the right way. Maybe it's not the time for techacha. Check. Maybe it's not the time. Maybe now's the time to say something nice. Maybe now's it. Privately, you'll say something to the guy. You think of the best. Maybe if you tracked it another hour, maybe you should wait and track for an hour. You think for an hour. The instinct is to explode. And you feel if you hold it in, maybe even for a few weeks. Maybe track to walk around. Track to a few weeks. How I should say the musr. Maybe you'll come up with a zap plan that will really work. Instead of just, is it possible? That's Mishkal HaChassidus. It's difficult. It's not an easy thing, but we're shayach to it. But they tell you in the back of the Ratzon Hashem, we're shayach to it. I don't want to be a liar. I'll just tell them very derech agav. Before we end with an alter nevardek, and again in Yoni Shavuos, I'll tell them just very the kitzer, the kasha that I didn't want to say in the middle of the piece, but now we'll give in. The kasha that I wanted to tell, way derech agav, I once told the nails kasha before he was mishiva. Extra chavivus, this kasha is one of our first things we talked and learned. No? Was it when I was with Daniel Spayer? No, over the phone. When the first time I spoke with Daniel, modeling and learning. So I told Daniel this kasha is according to Mesil, we dash in Meshachcha of Kumecha. So Meshachcha, according to Mesil, means Kol Zman Shvidam Shaychin. You can say Kriya Shema at night, the whole night. The Rabbanan said only till Chatzos. Zer, the Rabbanan, they didn't want you to have all night, you might not say. But Midaraisi, you could say all night. Because Meshachcha means when people are sleeping. People sleep all night, you have all night. Uv Kumecha means what? That we darshan only while people are getting up. You only have 3 hours into the day, because the last people wake up then. Correct the Kesem Mishnah, why don't we darshan of Kumecha all the time? The same way darshan of Meshachcha, all the time people are sleeping, darshan of Kumecha, all the time people are awake. Elamite Kumecha means when people are getting up, so why isn't it Meshachcha mean when people are going to sleep? And only give somebody calls him on he's going to sleep, for the last person goes to sleep. Stamat al Chaim Stern goes to sleep. You have Kriyash Matolen. Who said you have... Yeah. That needs a shot. But it's Kesem Mishnah's a kasha. Good, that's...